powering the Ummah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this spiritual breakfast, 7 to 9, and you know, on a Tuesday, between 8:30 and 9, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, we have our guest, and at other times a host, like tonight at 8, will be Hazrat Mulana Musaleh here, will be hosting the program on Tasawwuf. Let's welcome Mulana. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mulana, jazakallah khair for having us once again.
Jazakumullah khair and for joining us. Mulana, what's on the menu for today? For our breakfast?
No breakfast as yet, but alhamdulillah, you know, there's a lot of things that is happening in the ummah. And as an ummah, I think one of the things that we need to look at and discuss very productively, Mulana, is who do we take our deen from? You know, we've always been taught from childhood days that it is important to take your deen from ulama.
Gee.
And we've grew up like that, alhamdulillah. And that is a correct statement. However, in the era that we are living in, there is so much of division, so much of fractions that is taking place, and sometimes even bordering kufr, bordering shirk, bordering different isms that are lurking in society. And for us as an ummah, we need to now become more on guard as to where we take our deen from.
True.
So ulama is there, definitely, right? But amongst the fraternity of ulama, we have to look carefully. We have to scrutinize very, very carefully. Now, the question will arise here, but I'm a layman. How do I go about making a judgment as to whom I should take my deen from? This answer is very, very simple, Mulana. Look for people who have the sunnah of Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam, the pure pristine sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam. In most cases, that would allow us to take our deen from such people who are very, very particular about following the sunnah of Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, when we say sunnah also, Mulana, you know, our idea of sunnah and what the real sunnah or what sunnah actually is, sometimes is two very different things. Our idea of sunnah is a person who's got a kurta, a dari, that's about it. Right? As long as you fulfill those two criteria, then you're on sunnah. No. Sunnah of Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam is a complete lifestyle. So it's important for us as laymen for us to study the seerah of Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam. How did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam behave in public? How, you know, just now I heard you playing the clip of our Hazrat Rahmatullah alayhi. How did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam perform in private with his Mubarak Ahliyat, with his children? These are things that we have to study. And alhamdulillah, the basic man has basic knowledge of that. Eh? But we need to mellow the two. We need to bond the two together. And then seek out such ulama which will be able to guide us. Remember, the awam, the layman out there, Maulana, they are very thirsty for knowledge. And I see this in Cape Town. Everybody, mashallah, is very, very thirsty for ilm, for guidance, for assistance, for support, etc. So when we are offering that support, we have to offer it with much affection and at the same time, keep our deen in front of us. You know, my fear always is that if somebody comes to me for some sort of help, some sort of assistance, and I'm not talking about monetary, Maulan, I'm talking about spiritual. Hello?
Gee, I'm listening. We were
Gee. Gee. About spiritual assistance or something like that there. And we guide them in a certain fashion, in a certain manner. And if we are not in conformity with Quran and Sunnah, then we are liable for everything that that person does after that. They will take from there, and it can become a means of destroying that person's akhirah. Now, who is going to be responsible for that? You know, in the world, people speak about medical malpractice. I'm learning one or two things, Maulana, in the legal program. So they speak about medical malpractice. Or even in the employment field, people like to run to the CCMA and plead their cases that I was unjustly treated, etc. But in our deen, that superior court is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as ulama, we will be questioned that you told this person ABC. Which lucky packet did you take this out from? Where did you get this advice from? And this led this person on a complete track that was off. How do we answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So, Maulana, we have to be very, very vigilant, you know. The time when Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that a time will come when to hold on to deen will be like holding on to a hot coal. I think we've reached those times.
Maulana, strong messages coming through, especially when I was happy to hear this, because there's so many messages sent out there. Yesterday I saw there was a message, I'm not going to mention names because I just feel too uncomfortable at the moment, but calling certain people who sit with the Shias, and they say it's totally fine. In fact, when there was an interview that took place, I was listening to it last night, and the son had asked this father, like, because it's like a Q&A, so the question came in that I heard that we heard that you keep in contact with the Kufar Shia. They never use Kufar Shia and all of that, they just said Shia. So the father, who's coming to South Africa, many humanitarian organizations are also looking to host him, because of course to boost their image as well, and he will be coming to South Africa. So his answer was this, Maulana Musa, that he said that, for me, I don't like to cause all this segregation and sectarianship where we're breaking up the Ummah. That's not what I've come for. I want to unite everyone. And he said in Urdu that I never ever, when it comes to Muslim groups and the different factions, I don't do this. If they call me, I will speak on Ahlul Bayt, and that ties in with them. And he said this is part of Iman as well, to love Ahlul Bayt. So we agree on that, yes. But also together with that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on so many occasions had spoken about the love for Sahaba radiallahu anhum, following Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Quran Sharif mentions about them. So when you reject this, then you are saying that you follow all the Muslim, or you are for all the Muslim groups, and you don't want to create this division. So then what does this mean? You consider those people Muslims, which is totally wrong. And you're going to come here like he's come previously as an agent and promoting Shiism, and to say that we are all Muslims. And rightfully so, Maulana, as you've mentioned in the beginning, that we find so many different, we don't know where to go, the youth are lost. And we just have to hold on to the Sunnah, and that is what's pure. And that's, I just mentioned just now also, and I'll say it here, when they asked the Christians, they asked them, who are the best followers? They said it was the followers of Jesus. When they asked the Jews who are the best followers, they said the followers of Moses. So of course we say Isa alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, all of this. When they ask the Shias, you have to change the question now. Who are the worst followers? And they say the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So when you are saying that we are all one and we're all together, we are all... The other day, Mulana, before we listen to your advice, there is this Sheikh AI someone sent to me. So I said, let me test it out. First question I asked, you're only allowed 2 questions per day. After that, you have to pay. So I asked, are Shias Muslim? So a long answer, but the crux of it was, any person who believes in Tawheed is a Muslim. So this tie in, they were speaking all this unity speech and all of this. This ties in with what this person says. And I was just hearing as well a clip, or yesterday they sent out the bayan of Mulana Dawood Sirat Ahmad Barkatu. I just heard the end part of it where Mulana explained unity. And he asked the question, who's actually causing the disunity? Who's actually causing the disunity? And Mulana, this is what I've seen that is so disturbing. We've got so many, alhamdulillah, a good collection of seniors in South Africa. But we will look towards getting someone else from another country and calling those our seniors, when our own teachers, who are our seniors and our akabirin, we just tend to ignore. There has been all of this on X sent out, this is our senior. Mulana, please advise us.
Maulana, the name of this radio station is Markaz Sahaba. It is in honor, in protection, in understanding, in not allowing any form of evil to be spread about the Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhim Ajma'in. So if anybody is doing contrary to that, this is the radio station that is primarily supposed to be speaking about that particular evil in the Ummah. Now, given what you've said, and certain people will come to South Africa, and if they sympathize in the very least, you know, you find a lot of these scholars these days, because Allahu alam what the niyat is, whether it's they worried about the followers or the following, but they'll say, no, for the sake of unity, we'll not discuss this issue, we'll not discuss that issue. You know, yesterday, Maulana, there was a bit of a discussion on one group. So a certain alim or person that is regarded as a knowledgeable person, he was seeing, greeting some female people and going into audiences that have mixed gatherings, right? So there was a little bit of a debate going on, and I didn't get involved, but I just observed.
True.
So some people were saying, no, we need to look at the context of it. And I'm thinking to myself, what context is there that could possibly justify walking into a mixed gathering? So the dalil that was given was that what happens when you go into a shopping center, when you go into a shopping mall? And I think these things, you know, really, especially if an alim is making a statement like this, they're very stupid. Very stupid statements to make, because when you go into a shopping center, you are going out of a zarurat. You are going out of a need. It is not in your control that, you know what, shopping centers are only for males or shopping centers are only for females. Right? This is the good part about Afghanistan, Maulana.
Gee.
We went the one day on the early safars, one of the early safars. So some of the mujahideen there, we weren't interested in going anywhere like sightseeing or anything. Different thing if there's a Sahaba's Qabr or something like that there. But they decided to take us to the zoo.
Gee.
For whatever reason it is. So they took us to the zoo in Kabul.
Gee.
And anyway, we telling them, Baba, We got enough animals by us. We don't need to see all these monkeys and giraffes and all of that there. We got enough to see. But anyway, we, you know, just to make them happy,
true,
we went. But they could see we were not enjoying it or anything. But the one observation that I made was that there was not a single female in the zoo. Right? Not a single female in the entire zoo. And then I asked them this question that how come there's no ladies here, or families for that matter? So they said, no, they do have one specific day, but it's only for ladies, not for families. And I asked them what was the reason behind this, and they explained that no, if the families come, then the men are still going to see the women are still going to see the men. So they only have males throughout the week, and they have 1 or 2 hours or something once a week or something. Then the ladies can come and see the animals, feed the animals, be with the animals.
Mm.
Right. But we are not living in an Islamic Emirate here in South Africa. So if I walk into whatever shop it is, right,
true,
whether it's on the boycott list or off the boycott list, I cannot say, right, ladies, Maulana Musa Saab is here now, all you ladies must exit. They will throw me out. They'll
true,
throw me out.
True.
So when we say context, the context that we need to take things from is, would Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam condone or condemn such an action? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, rahmatul alameen, yes. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not allow, for the sake of unity or for the sake of, you know, not causing a stir in society, he did not allow the Sharia to get trampled upon. And this is where we are falling short, is that for the sake of whatever we want to call it, you know, unity, disunity, keeping people together, etc., all of that there, we rather be hushed, rather keep quiet. Then, just like you reiterated, Maulana, is that I'm finding more and more people are actually going khilaf and against what our own asatiza are teaching us.
True.
Why? Not because of an ilmi difference. Ilmi difference that even Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh and his students had. But today's times has got to do with a nafsani difference. Our own nafs doesn't agree with what our ustads are saying, so we're finding fault in what our asatiza are saying, our akabirin are saying. You know, really, sahaba, this was one of the great attributes, sami'na wa ata'na, that we have heard and we accept and we will follow. Today's times it's sami'na, let me find a loophole. Sami'na, let me challenge you. Sami'na, no, this thing here doesn't sound right. Sami'na, what's the context? Sami'na, ABC. The list will go on. So please, to the ummah at large, I'm again reiterating, be very, very careful whom you take your deen from in today's times, because we are living in a very, very volatile situation where, for the sake of keeping what is supposed to be unity, you know, we're speaking about unity, Maulana, okay, in part of the discussion. For the sake of unity, will the Shia say that no, from today we are not going to swear Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we will not swear our mothers, Sayyidina Aisha, Sayyidina Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, we will not speak ill of any of the Sahaba? Have you ever heard them saying that? For the sake of unity, for the sake of unity, we will not do this. We, you know, the major, major things that they are doing amongst many other things that they are doing. Have you ever heard a Shia scholar or Shia person, I don't call them scholars, of who is regarded as a person of knowledge, go on the mimbar and say, no, from today, we're not going to attack the Sunnis for the sake of unity. But the moment a Sunni tries to not attack the Shia, our objective is to defend the Sahaba. The moment we go on the defense of our, and this is what we as Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, this is what we have to do. If we are not going to defend the Sahaba and allow them to be blasphemed in a manner like this here, then we complicit in many ways to what they are saying.
100%, Mulana. It's like we just have to, nobody is saying we must go in and use our swords to kill the Shias, or we're not asking for that. But in terms of saying the truth, this is a, it's proof of, it's evidence of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's evidence of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen to speak about the Sahaba radiallahu anhum in his kalam. So by defending the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, you're defending Allah's kalam as well. And by removing this, the way I see it, Mulana, is with all of this sex that are coming out, it's just different forms, like they say in English, different strokes for different folks. So, but it's all leading to the same thing, and it's exactly to wean you off the sunnah, the true lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when we hear our seniors speaking, what are they telling us? They saying, hold on to the pious, hold on to the sadiqeen, because they are striving to hold on to the sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when you witness it, you see it in their lives, it's alive, then you also feel motivated that, no, I can do it. I can do it. I never thought that parda and practicing, we're not speaking of the face veil, we're speaking about living the life where you are. Certain times we have to go to the mall, as Mulana said, but that we don't have control over. But those situations which we do have control, our environments, people come to visit us, do we have all of this? So when we're striving, however we become followers or agents of Hollywood, Bollywood and the West, because that's what it ideally is calling for. And all these sects, so if you take Salafism, that's to wean you off the former Dhaib. If you take others, Shias, that's to wean you off Sahaba radiallahu anhum. You take different sects like this, it's just going to take us off the path. Whereas this, it's strengthening you to become a proper mu'min, a proper believer. So, Mulana, this is it's an intense topic, and of course we need a lot of time for this because a lot of youth are also inquiring. But how do we get to all these people? Because we just, like someone said, I've got certain groups on WhatsApp, so I will stick to those groups. But there are so many other groups, there are so many other people, there's so much of batil that is flowing around. How do we control all of this? Are we supposed to actually make effort to control everything, or are we just supposed to focus on ourselves?
Maulana, Allah Ta'ala, and I think each and every one of us have heard this verse 120 times by now. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر. أمر بالمعروف and نهي عن المنكر are both prerequisites of this ummah. It's an important aspect of our deen to make أمر بالمعروف, order towards good, and at the same time forbid against evil. This is our responsibility. The problem is coming about here in South Africa is that we are no longer valuing the akabirin that we have in this country, number one. Number two, we're looking for fancy scholars. You know, fancy scholars from abroad that will meet our nafs.
Exactly.
And it will massage our nerves. And then there's more and more of them coming in. It's not only this particular person that is coming in the next, I don't know when he's coming or whatever the dates are and that there. But the reality is we should not even attend such programs. We should not even attend such programs. Because any person who cannot have the high morale of saying, you know what, you swear my Sahaba, I am going to defend the Sahaba. How can you sit in a gathering? In all consciousness, how can you sit and listen to their flowery speeches and what have you? So be very, very careful. You know, we must be satisfied. Nobody says you cannot bring ulama from outside, but bring the right ulama. The ulama that are on haq, the ulama that are, like I said, following the pristine and pure sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then by all means, no problem, go and attend their majalis. Hazrat Mullah Abdul Mu'id Sahib, Damat Barakatuh, is visiting the country at the moment. These are great, great akabirin. Go and sit in their majalis, go and sit at their feet. But the moment we start bringing people that are swaying this way, swaying that way, then we ourselves are going to be like the wind, and the wind is going to take us in whichever direction, and in most probability will take us in the wrong directions. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Allah Ta'ala protect us.
Ameen, ameen, thumma ameen. Mulana, we have 2 minutes left. Perhaps you can just share with us. I know every week you open up our eyes towards a fitan that is out there, especially amongst the kids. Last week as well, there was that scary statement that Mulana shared with us, where a student had mentioned something to the effect that I feel like I am a male or I'm a female in the body of the other gender, or something of that sort, Mulana.
You know, Mulana, the youth, the youngsters of today, and again, I'm blaming the school system, nothing more than the school system. So we're coming towards the end of the year, and you know, the students, mashallah, they young, they open up with us and what have you. And yesterday also, young student, he just like shattered our hearts that, you know what, it's exams, I won't be coming to madrasa. So I told him, last week was madrasa exams, did you say you're not going to school? And they look at you and they smile. And I think that the blame of this year is entirely on the family, because we are not putting enough importance on our deen. That person has to go for a dentist appointment, go in madrasa time. Person has to go for this appointment, go in madrasa time. Nobody does it during secular time. And we go down into the qabr, that angel is not going to ask us what is 2 plus 2 or x plus y or whatever it is, your geography questions, your history questions. Malaika are going to ask you about your deen. So we have to start, you know, from home already, giving the children injection with regards to the importance of deen, Mawlana.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you, Mawlana. Jazakumullah khairan for coming on and joining us. We'll meet you tonight again, inshallah, at 8 with the Tasawwuf program. Mawlana, what's the topic tonight?
Mawlana, inshallah, we're discussing sabr and hope. And this is from the majalis of our Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh, but I think it's something very important for us also to take cognizance of.
Inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan. Make dua for us as well. Inshallah, we hope to meet you soon also, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. That was Mulana Musa Lehe.